The Tao gives birth to all beings, creating without possessing, acting without expecting, guiding without interfering.
Everything is one, but not the same. No two fingerprints are the same. No two blades of grass, no two snowflakes, no two pebbles. All of these together make up the way of it, perfect and undivided. Each apparent separateness is a micro glimpse of the whole, each word spoken, each syllable broken down, each wave of a hand or crossing of the legs, each squeeze of toothpaste onto the bristles of a toothbrush. Each is different, each is necessary. Someone lives, someone dies, someone laughs, someone grieves. For now, that's the way of it, until it's not. I look up, and there you are. You have never existed before. I am meeting you for the first time. And you are my everything. I love that you appear now. Thoughts might say that we've met before. Maybe we've had dinner or work together, but for me, you are entirely new. I notice that you're being breathed and nourished, that you're doing well in your happiness or your sorrow, that you're absolutely supported. The ground supports you, the chair supports you, you even have hair. You are the way of it, my internal, my ever-flowing, creative, all-loving self. If you ask me to do the work with you, I'm happy to join you there. Inquiry is where I can be understood. I am you in the answers. We meet in the center. It's the only way I can be seen or understood. In the center, the heart. Whenever you invite me, I'll jump into your dream. I'll follow you through the tunnel, into the darkness, into the darkest pit of suffering. I'll meet you there. I'll take you by the hand, and we'll walk through it together into the light. There's no place I won't enter. I'm everything, everywhere. What I hear from many people is, thank you for going to hell and coming back for me. You are my echo. You are every concept I ever believed when I was so confused. Every suffering that's ever been felt, I'm the teacher of that. I go back for what's left of myself. There's total freedom here. All suffering has ended for now. And since the external turned out to be the internal, as long as there is one person suffering, it's my suffering. I don't experience it from here, but there's no separation. There is here. And I remember the illusion. Love comes back to connect with itself even in its purest state. That's what I refer to as the re-entry. Until you're free, I'm not free. I know that you're free. And if you tell me you're not, I understand, because I used to believe that too. And really, I have no ideas about whether you should or shouldn't suffer. I respect your path as much as I respect my own. I understand it if you're mesmerized by your story of who you are and you want to hold on to it for now. If you really don't want to suffer, I'm there for you. Through inquiry, I'll meet you as deeply as you want to go. Whatever you say, I'll meet it. Whatever you ask for, I'll give. I love you because I'm totally selfish. Loving you is simply self-love. I don't change, and I see change in you only if you say so. You are my inner life. You're the voice of myself reporting my health at all times. Sickness or health, it's all fine with me. You're sad, you're not sad, you don't understand, you're peaceful, you're upset, you're this, you're that. I am each cell reporting itself. And beyond all change, I know that each cell is always at peace. As closely as I can